Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts. We're just two friends.
Who like to talk a lot about serums.
About serums and other things.
And other things, but mostly serums.
Mostly serums. Welcome.
Thank you,
Dori.
Kate.
I'm excited to be here. On the table in front of me is approximately 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 products.
I'm impressed.
I mean, use them all.
When we were talking before this podcast, we were talking about how you were going to talk about your nighttime routine. I have to be honest, I was not expecting you to bring 16 products, but I'm impressed.
I'm embarrassed.
I mean, I'm looking at these and how long does this all take you?
Well, I don't use all 16 in one stretch.
Oh, okay.
This all right. is, I brought collections.
Okay.
This could take 5 hours.
Ugh, I can't wait to talk about this.
So someone had on our Instagram, which please, if you are on Instagram, please follow us on Instagram. We're Forever 35 Podcast on Instagram, and we're doing a lot of stories.
We are, and it's getting really, really fun,
it's
I have to
real
say.
It's getting real weird, real fun.
Yeah, real weird. I went to the Container Store.
I made bone broth.
Yeah, it was all happening.
We're living our best lives on Instagram.
Yeah.
And thank you for everybody who is following and chatting with us over there.
Yeah.
And I did my nighttime face washing routine on an Instagram story, and someone asked about the products, so we thought I could go into a little more intense depth about
yes.
how I wash my face at night.
Yes.
Which is with water and a washcloth. And then 16 bottles of things.
I'm excited.
Should I just get into it now?
Well, I think we have a little business.
Oh, you're right.
Before we get to your nighttime routine, although I would love to get to it as soon as possible.
Thank you so much for accommodating me. But yes, you're right. We do have some very important things to address.
Yes. One of which is we want to know what you guys want to hear about on the show.
Yes.
So to everyone who has emailed and reached out via Instagram or Twitter, where we are at Forever35Pod, thank you. We are reading all of your emails and messages and taking them into great consideration.
It is the thrill of a lifetime for me when people reach out to us.
It's great.
It's
so
thrilling.
Please keep doing it. We are Forever35Podcast at Gmail. As Kate said, we're Forever35Podcast on Instagram. There's many ways to reach us. The other thing is, if you like the show, and honestly, we're on episode 4, so if you're listening, you probably like the show.
I hope you like it, guys.
Please leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts.
Please.
It makes us feel good for one thing, which is really, which is like our own self-care.
Yeah.
Just reading these positive reviews on Apple Podcasts. So A, indulge us, and B, it does help people find the show.
Yes, which is awesome. We want to reach as many people as possible.
We want to reach as many people as possible. So along those same lines, if you like the show, please do tell a friend.
Yeah, tell every friend.
Tell every friend. Write about us on Facebook. Instagram us.
Tag us
tag
in
us,
everything.
Do all the things.
Yeah.
we would be incredibly appreciative and grateful and love you forever if you do that. And we think your friends will like the show also.
And as we are talking about products tonight, this is just a friendly reminder that all the products we mention in an episode, be it a water bottle, be it a skin serum, be it the brand of contact solution I use at night, they're all listed and linked on our website, which is forever35podcast.com.
You will find everything listed in all their glory.
And the cool thing is if you click through our links, we get a little kickback, which means we can kick back to our producer, Sammy, who's amazing. So help us pay Sammy.
Yeah, please do.
And also, you know, help us support. Wait, this is going to sound bad. Help us support these large corporations. Don't. Nope. Kate.
No. What you're doing is you're helping support independent female podcasting. Sorry, boys.
This took a turn.
Well,
I like it.
It always does.
It always does. It's 2018. Shit is getting real.
Oh, it's getting real, real.
It's getting real, real. Which is why, guys, you've got to just drink a ton of water and take care of our bodies.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is kind of what I'm doing with all this crap I brought.
Yeah, I'm into it. I have a few questions before you actually get into the details of it. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions, Kate?
No, please.
Okay. My first question is, how did this evolve?
Well, as I've mentioned previously in this podcast, yes. I didn't used to wash my face at night.
Right.
Approximately 2 years ago,
yes.
I had that thing happen where I was like, oh, that's a thing other people do. I should probably do it to maintain the quality of my face. Mm-hmm, and then I started washing my face at bedtime occasionally. Okay. And in the past couple of years, it's gotten to be where I would say 6 out of 7 nights at least I'm washing my face at night. Maybe even occasionally 7 out of 7 nights a week I get it done.
Oh, so this isn't – it's not even 7 out of 7.
Most nights I wash my face.
Okay, Kate.
But sometimes
we're gonna have to work on that.
Sometimes I like to rebel, and I'm like, "You don't own me, skincare." And then I just go to bed. I also will not brush my teeth and just go right to bed without brushing my teeth. Am I disgusting?
Oh my God!
Nothing bad's gonna happen one night not brushing.
But don't you feel like?
I do feel that.
But that disgusting sound.
Sometimes I just don't want to. I just want to lay down.
Okay, what about flossing?
Oh, Dory, why? Come on. No.
What?
I mean, I do floss, but do I floss every night? No.
You don't love that feeling of like nice, clean teeth?
You're the audio elements.
There's really lip, going for it.
Really lip smacking after every detail. I try to floss at least once a day.
Does food get stuck in your teeth?
Oh, yeah. I have really tight teeth. It's disgusting.
Because food gets stuck in my teeth and I can't, like, if I know that food is there, I have to get it out. And then I'm also, it's very satisfying. I use those picks. You know those individual, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. The little, gross me out.
Yeah, what are they called?
They're just called like flossing.
Yeah, they're flossing picks or whatever.
My kids use them.
Yeah, and you can really like get in there.
The chunks of food get
yes,
on them.
Yes, and it's so satisfying. Wow. You know what? As I'm saying this.
You're like fantasizing.
I'm realizing that it's the same kind of release as popping a zit.
Ooh.
It's very satisfying. And speaking of zits, Kate. Do you remember a couple episodes ago we were talking about those zits that are like below the surface?
Yeah, the deep ones.
The deep ones, and you start or one starts popping them before they're really ready.
Did it happen to you?
It happened to me.
Did anything come out when you popped it?
Not at first.
Ugh, but then you created the situation.
I was like gouging my face.
Oh, God, Dory.
And like after like a day, stuff started coming out, but it's like still there. And now it looks disgusting. Like it looks so much worse than it would have looked if I had just left it alone, which is a lesson I have known for 25 years.
Yeah. It's like one of the first things you learn as
a
teen.
You read about it in magazines. You are told in no uncertain terms, don't pick your face. So what do? I pick my face.
It feels good. It feels like you're accomplishing something.
Yeah, but I also get like, it's like I have to get it out. It's very bad. And it, I also touch it. And I feel it. Like, you know when you can feel that there's like something under the surface and it's like it's swelling?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's miserable.
So now, if I may. May I?
Yes. Are you about to pop it?
No.
Okay.
It's like scabbed over, but there's still stuff. I can feel that there's still stuff in there.
You're going to get into a vicious cycle of unscabbing to pop.
And
oh, no.
That's happening. Last night, I was doing a mask, and my husband came home. He had been in New York all weekend because he has two jobs, one of which takes him to New York every weekend.
No big deal.
And I had just taken off the mask and I just sort of like smudged the serum on my face. And he was like, "What's on your face?" And then he was like, "You have a zit." And I was like, "I hate you." And he was like, "Guess the mask didn't work," or something. And he was like mocking me. And I was like, "Oh, you're so mean."
Can I say the COSRX acne patches? I should have brought you some.
I almost asked you to bring me one.
And then
I was like,
you one.
That's ridiculous.
No.
I've just been pouring my Clinique spot, whatever it's called.
The Mario Badescu spot thing is also really good.
Yeah.
I used it this week. You got to just suck the life.
I mean,
excuse me. I'm drooling. Suck the life out of that pimple.
I literally had the thought of like, I should just put a Band-Aid on my face.
I've given up.
It's over. Anyway, I didn't mean to sidetrack us. What we were talking about was teeth. And
it just went. But you know what? The worst part I feel like about being, I'm 38, is that I'm still, when I thought these zits were going to stop at like 17. Like the myth you're taught as a 13-year-old or 10-year-old or whatever is that the zits stop when you become an adult. And now it's worse.
Kate, I'm 40.
Yeah, they're still there.
They're still there. Now, granted, they're not as bad as they used to be, but they still come like occasionally. It's really.
Oh, I have a crop on my chin.
It's just like, why?
I don't know.
Like, why?
It's not fair.
It's not fair. And then, you know what else I was thinking about the other day? It's like, there are people in this world who have never had a zit.
Like a 5-year-old? Who are they?
No.
They're grown-ups?
There's people who don't get acne. They just have, like, naturally great skin. Don't you remember there were, like, didn't you know people in high school who didn't have zits? And not because they had gone on Accutane?
Yeah, but they were also like otherworldly.
Exactly.
They
That's
were like
what I mean.
The beautiful cools.
Right. Yes, exactly. So those people have never had zits. They don't know the pain. Anyway, back to your nighttime
routine.
You
want to knock out this nighttime routine?
I would love to know. Just walk me through
it. Okay, listen up, guys. I brought a bunch of options.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you that not all these steps that I do are necessary. I would say
Can you indicate which are necessary?
I will. I'll give a little sound.
Okay. Oh,
ooh, that's the necessary sound.
All right.
But not everything. And I actually forgot one of the things I wanted to bring. But there's a lot of steps. I have found that having all these numerous steps in my nighttime skincare routine is very relaxing. Like tonight, I'm excited to go home and stand in the bathroom and just like pat stuff onto
my
face.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
When you don't wash your face, do you skip the rest of the nighttime routine?
I don't really have anything other than just washing my face. Like, do you mean, what do you mean?
Okay. I mean, I would assume that washing your face is the first step in a nighttime routine. And you just said that.
Oh, by washing my face, I mean washing it, putting a bunch of shit on.
Right.
Yes.
So there are some nights where you just don't do anything.
Yes, I just roll into bed.
Got it. Okay.
Yes. But most of the nights, here's what happens.
Okay.
If I am wearing makeup,
yes,
I will first rub an oil cleanser all over my face.
Mm-hmm.
I use one by Hamish,
mm-hmm.
all called All Clean Balm.
Mm-hmm. I've used it.
Yeah. It has a nice, pleasant scent. It feels very smooth, and mm-hmm. I especially do it to get my eye makeup off.
Mm.
If it's not fully off, I'll dip into my Bioderma micellar water
mm-hmm.
and take a cotton pad and rub that all over my face. So that's the first washing step.
Okay.
Again, we will link all of these products. And this All Clean Balm, I don't have the exact price, but it's pretty affordable.
Okay.
By affordable, I'm saying under $20.
Okay.
Then I wash my face with my COSRX low pH Good Morning Gel Cleanser.
You use this morning at night.
I use it all day long, even though it's called a Good Morning Gel Cleanser. Mm-hmm. It's my also my Good Night Cleanser. I like it. It's quick and dirty. Mm-hmm. Gets it done.
And you feel like you need both.
I do like getting the makeup off with the oil cleanser.
Got it.
I was doing like coconut oil to get eye makeup off. I've done all sorts of things. I've done the micellar water. I think this gets it off better. It kind of just makes the makeup crumble off your face. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to introduce my fancy face washing alternative. Regenerating cleanser by my old friend Tata Harper.
Oh, yeah.
I bought a sample. I really like it.
Uh-huh.
I got a Sephora gift card, and so I bought the full bottle that's on its way to me. But I will say, my trusty COSRX cleanser, it's like $11. I love it. It's great. That's all you need to get your face washing done.
Okay. So if someone is asking you for one recommendation for washing a face, you're going to say this low pH Good Morning cleanser.
This is it.
Okay.
$11. You're
great.
There.
Okay.
Now, here's a step I have started doing since I got interested in Korean skincare.
Mm-hmm.
I put on a first treatment essence.
Okay. Can you
say what an essence is?
Yeah. Can you adequately explain the difference between an essence and a toner?
Yes.
Okay,
so
great.
And again, I'm not an expert, but I am I'm a user.
Yes.
And an essence goes on first before a toner. Mm-hmm. It will specify. And the ones that I do have, one's called first treatment. The other one's called starting treatment. So that goes on right after you wash your face. An essence is kind of like a brightening, moisturizing liquid. Mm. It's very light. I put it in my hand and splash it on. Other people use a swab.
Mm-hmm.
But it just kind of adds a nice glow to your face.
Yeah, I use that as well.
It's nice.
Yeah.
And I have two. The first one I have is by Misha, and it's called Time Revolution, the First Treatment Essence Intensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I just bought a new one that is cheaper because one of my favorite beauty bloggers, Gothamista, recommended Secret Key. Starting treatment essence, galactomyces contained. Don't know what that is, guys.
Okay.
But this is the Rose Secret Key starting treatment essence. I just got it. I just started using it. And it just kind of tightens and brightens.
Sure.
Just gives your face like a nice overall hydrating, tightening sensation.
Yeah. So you're feeling like kind of tingly and...
I'm just feeling smooth.
You're feeling good.
Feeling smooth.
Yeah,
now,
okay.
Essence I don't think is a necessary step. If you are new to putting a skincare line, like we've gotten a few people who've written us already who've been like, what do I do? I don't wash... Fellow non-face washers at night people. And I would say get yourself a cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
You can skip an essence and you can go straight to the toner. The tone zone, baby.
Mm.
And I brought three toners that I have in my possession.
Okay.
And really, toner, I think, should be kind of a moisturizing, balancing product, unless you have very oily skin, which I don't. I have, like, dry to normal.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I'm adding toner to kind of balance out the moisture on my skin. And hydrate it. And I spoke about this last week, the rose water and glycerin spray that I get for $6 at Whole Foods, which I'm sure you can find on any internet retailer. I love. I just spray it all over my face. Boom. If you want something a little fancier, I use the Pyeongkang Yule Essence Toner, which is a really nice Korean line. But again, this is, I believe, under $20.
Yeah, it's not expensive.
No, I'm trying to keep everything
the Misha,
below 20.
Misha, is that how you say it?
I say Misha, but
Misha?
I'm probably pronouncing it wrong.
That first essence, I think, is like $49.
Well, I want you to know I found it on Costco.com. And it's not. It's way under that.
Whoa.
It's like 22.
Kate, I feel like Costco is your secret weapon.
It is. Costco.com is an amazing place to buy beauty products. It's worth the Costco membership just to buy really nice hair dryers for much less than they normally cost.
Mm.
And then also great skincare.
Good tip.
So there I am. I've cleansed. I've toned.
Yep.
Now I'm going to put on my serum.
Okay.
Here's what I use.
Okay.
Good Genes, which is by Sunday Riley.
Cult classic.
Everybody's talking about it.
Everyone
it's a lactic acid.
About it.
And this just kind of exfoliates it. It almost can sting a little bit when you put it on at night.
And as discussed, it smells.
It smells weird.
Weird.
It smells weird. But
it makes your skin feel so smooth.
Yeah, it really does.
It's like amazing.
I like how it's making my skin look.
Yeah, I do too.
Again, it's not like it's you're going to put it on your face and it's like you've just like face tuned it in an Instagram filter.
No, but it just feels smoother.
It's getting the bumps out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another one I have that I just have started revisiting, another Costco purchase, Estee Lauder Advanced Night Repair.
Would you use that in addition to Sunday Riley, or you would use it instead?
I do one or the other.
Okay.
Because I'm still a novice when it comes to all this stuff. These are chemicals.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, lactic acid is what is the main ingredient in good jeans. And I don't know if you can mix that with other things. So I get a little nervous, like my face is a beaker and I'm just pouring stuff into
right.
it. So I try to play it cool. But I do think a serum is a good thing to have in your repertoire.
Yes.
And as we dig into this podcast a little more, we're going to be exploring other kinds of serums, other price points.
Yep.
But we're still in the experimenting on our own face phase. So
yes.
We haven't brought those into the podcast.
I do believe
yet.
You're not supposed to mix it with a retinol.
Yeah. And I don't fuck with retinol yet. I'm about to start fucking with retinol, mm-hmm. but I don't. So I am very wary of, I'm still learning.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
But I do think if you wanted to try a serum that's well liked and well reviewed, Good Jeans is a good one to start with.
So I would not call Good Jeans a serum.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You're right. But what is it?
It's a
treatment. It's called a treatment.
It's a lactic acid.
So I think you're right. And there could be a layer of serum before this.
Yeah.
Like a hydrating-y type oily thing.
Yeah.
I guess the way I'm using serum is very much an umbrella term.
So when I use Good Jeans, I put on this, which I see you have as well, this Drunk Elephant Virgin Marula Luxury Facial Oil. I put that on before Sunday Riley.
Before? That's scandalous. I do it after.
Oh, Jesus. I'm knocking over all your products.
Creams are falling everywhere.
Well, the reason I do that is because on the back of the bottle, it says, can be applied on top of Luna Sleeping Night Oil.
Yes, so that's Sunday Riley's night oil that is, I believe, a retinol oil.
So I just decided I'm going to put on this Drunk Elephant oil before my Sunday Riley because
that's
she said
fair.
Oil.
I believe I would check that out because I've looked at that Luna oil
mm-hmm.
and I believe it has like there's some activation. I think it's a retinol oil.
Interesting.
But I don't know. And you're right. There could be something that goes on before.
Yeah, but not, you don't have to.
No, no one's going to make you.
Right.
There's no skin police coming to your door. So then once I have my like treatment,
yes.
the thing that I've put on my face in the hopes that it's going to make whatever wrinkles brewing go away.
Sure.
That to me is what a treatment or a serum is for. Then I moisturize. Now, here's a tip I got recently from a lady who gave me a facial.
Okay.
I told her what I was using and she was like, you're using all these acids on your face to smooth out lines, but you're not replenishing it with moisture.
Mm.
So then I got real nervous that my face was getting dry. So anyway, what I do is right now I'm using this, like you just said, Drunk Elephant Virgin Marula Luxury Face Oil.
Mm-hmm.
If I want a little extra moisture, I add a cream. I have some creams too floating around.
Okay.
Embryolisse, Lay Creme.
Ooh,
this is one of my French faves.
Yep, yep.
Again, this is like an Amazon purchase. Believe it's under 20. I think it's like 15 or 13. Then I also have the Pyeongchang Yul cream,
mm-hmm.
Facial cream, which I like. So then what I've been doing is putting this Pyeongchang Yul balancing gel on top of everything. This is a product I got that is literally like I'm showing this to the microphone. You know what it looks
yes,
like.
Yes, because I have used it and stopped using it.
So I also got it this summer, used it, and it was too heavy. But because it's winter and it's dry, I was like, what happens if I put this balancing gel on now?
Mm-hmm.
And I've started using it this past week, and it's made my skin so soft.
Mm.
So that is another bonus product that you don't need.
Right.
But
it's not expensive, though, as I recall.
Again, no, it has a good price point.
Yeah.
So if you were kind of futzing around with adding moisture, it, what it does, I from what I understand,
it is very viscous.
Yeah, your favorite word.
Yes.
It is very viscous.
It's like rubber cement.
Yes. That's exactly what it looks like. A clear rubber cement. You put your finger in and you just smear it on your face after your moisturizer's on. And what it does is kind of lock in the moisture. And you wear it while you sleep. It feels really tacky and sticky and thick going on, but it absorbs really fast. And
do you pat your face like?
I kind of do more smearing.
Oh.
With some gentle patting, but I do kind of smear it on and then pat it around because it can kind of get clumpy real fast. This sounds like an absurd amount of stuff.
Do you use an eye cream?
I have one. I just don't see the point.
Okay, that's controversial.
I know. We're going to have to dig into that on a later episode because we've already had people be like, it's just you need to get the right eye cream.
Yeah. So I have ordered an eye cream that I have high hopes for that we will discuss in a later episode. Right. I'm currently using one that I believe is made by Benton.
I have the same one.
That I like. I like it.
Yeah.
I really use an eye cream mostly for moisture purposes. I don't have puffy under eyes, so I've never sought out one that is supposed to help with that. But I generally don't really believe that eye creams help with puffiness or really with dark circles.
I have one that I like that I bought from an herbalist who lives in the woods in Oregon. I follow her on Instagram.
Ooh.
And it's all natural. My giant aluminum water bottle just fell over. But she uses all natural ingredients that she's like harvested herself. And she includes coffee for the caffeine.
Well, so the one that I bought has caffeine in it.
Yeah, so maybe that's the trick.
So I'm waiting for it to arrive. And
I'll report back. Can I say one thing about all this giant list of products I just mentioned? The biggest thing I have learned in my like quest for skincare things that I love is that you have to be shameless about getting samples.
Yes.
And I go to Sephora and I have a list of things I want to try and they stand there for 10 minutes and pour me all the samples. And I would never have done that 2 or 3 years ago. Mm. I'm very shy and non-confrontational, and I feel like I'm imposing. Now I don't give any a fucks because I want to try something out before I spend $40 to $70 on a bottle of something because it's a ton of money.
Yeah.
Also, Sephora. We're not affiliated with Sephora, but
no.
You can try stuff and return it.
Yeah.
And you should do that.
Yeah.
If you buy something and it doesn't work, bring it back.
Yeah.
Or you don't like it or what have you. But I think sample, like getting a little tiny sample of stuff, or you can buy the little teeny items.
Yeah. Sephora also, if you join their VIB program or their insider program, you can accumulate points and get samples.
Yeah, which I'm doing.
Which is fun to do. And they always give you free samples with your purchase. Kiehl's is also really good about samples. I think that's good advice.
So this needs to end my weird. I'm again horrified that I have like 20 jars of things on the table in front of us.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Can you just reiterate quickly what you think, like if someone was like, I want to buy 4 items.
Yeah, which that 4 are?
Yeah.
Buy COSRX Low pH Good Morning Gel Cleanser.
Okay.
I love it. It works. I didn't mention this one. One of my favorite toners that I got at Target by a Korean brand called Lagom, L-A-G-O-M. They have a great mist toner, this rose water and glycerin toner. They're both sprays. Spray them on your face. Get a toner. A spray is easy rather than having a cotton swab everything. Then get yourself, I say, Sunday Riley Good Jeans. Mm-hmm. Little treatment.
That's your splurge.
That's my splurge.
Okay.
And then I really, you know, if you want a good thick cream, this Embryolisse Lay Creme Concentrate, it's heavy and thick, but it feels really good.
Mm.
And it's a good moisturizer. There you go. Four basic products.
Great.
If you need a heavy cream, if you need a lighter cream, come talk to me. Hit me up on those, on the gram. We'll talk.
Okay. I'll take you up on that.
Okay, yeah. Hit me up on that,
okay,
gram, Dory.
Great.
You wanted to share about your self-care weekend because you had the best weekend of anybody's life.
Yeah. I mean, it was born out of my husband being away every weekend, which is very stressful. And
your husband, he has to work in New York every weekend. For
yes.
those who don't know what he does, he's a TV host.
So during the week, he writes television. And during the weekends, he hosts television. And he's the host of After Trek on CBS All Access, which shoots in New York on Sundays. So he leaves Friday night on the red eye. And now he gets home Sunday nights because now they shoot in the afternoons. They used to shoot Sunday night and he would get home Monday morning and go straight to work.
So you're alone every weekend.
I'm alone every weekend, which is like I miss him, you know?
Sure.
It's also like I'm the only one taking care of the dog. We don't have kids, so that's not
that's not as stressful, I think. But it's like, it's still like, oh, I would like to be with my husband.
Yeah, all the fun stuff you would do together, or all the like chore stuff you would do together, you're just doing by yourself.
Totally.
Yeah,
that's totally hard. And so I've just been like anxious and stressed out about work. And then Matt had gotten me a gift certificate to Olympic Spa, which is my favorite Korean spa in LA, for Christmas. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to Olympic Spa and get a facial with my...
I'm sorry to stop you, but you need to just... What blew my mind the first time I kind of learned about your spa going habits is that you go at night.
Oh, yeah.
Which I had never even knew was a choice.
So I have one of my favorite things to do, which I did not do this weekend. I went on Saturday. I got there around 4 and left it around 7:30.
Okay.
It's not late. But one of my favorite things to do is like at the end of a long week to go on a Friday night.
Oh, sounds so good.
It's really nice.
And you can stay at the specific spa till like 10 o'clock.
I think they close at 10. There's other spas there are other Korean spas in LA that are open 24 hours a day.
Yes.
There's people who go there to like to sleep. Like sometimes you see people coming in with like their suitcase because they have like a layover or something. Anyway, Olympic Spa is all women. I have a woman who does facials there who I really like. She is this like grandma. We talk about her granddaughter.
Does she know you?
She recognizes me. I don't know that she would know my name, but you know, they give you these bracelets with numbers on them and then they call your number. And so like I was like waiting for her to call my number, and she called my number and she saw me and she was like, oh, like she got like visibly excited and then like held my hand and like walked me to the room. Oh. And she told me my skin looked good, which
congratulations.
Thank you. She's very sweet, but she's also very like no nonsense, as like I think most facialists are.
Yeah.
And she usually tells me when my skin feels dry. So I was proud of myself for that situation.
Yeah, I would be proud. It's like getting an A.
Yeah.
In school.
I always get the 90-minute velvet collagen facial.
This is a good tip for anyone in LA.
Which is $110, which for a facial is very cheap. And
is it cheap? I don't know.
Yeah,
how much would a
it
how
is.
Much is an expensive facial?
Like a 90-minute facial would be like $250.
That's okay.
Yeah. So, you know, they do the extractions. She like extracted. She spent a lot of time on my chin. And it, you know, and then I came home and got a zit.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it was because of the facial.
It's not her fault. We're not blaming her.
No, we're not blaming her. So I did that. I also got a scrub where, you know, you just get like exfoliated essentially lying on a table.
It feels so good.
Scrubbed to death.
And then did you have dinner?
I did. It was a little complicated because I'm still doing Whole30, much to my chagrin. I also, as I told you, Kate, I do feel slightly hypocritical because I realized on episode 2, I went on this like big tirade about how I'm not going to do like diets or restricted eating. And then on the last episode, I was like, I'm doing Whole30. And I was thinking about it and I realized I don't like keeping track of what I eat.
Yeah.
Like
I
don't
know what you mean.
I don't like logging my food.
I don't either.
But I'm okay with like a cleanse, essentially.
I also feel like we have to allow ourselves to be hypocritical. Not hypocritical, but you have to allow yourself to say and feel one thing. Yeah, and then change your mind and try something that just has to be part of life.
Totally.
And to be okay with that, because otherwise you're just going to be crapping on yourself for changing your mind about things.
Yeah.
You're allowed. Anyway, you're allowed to be on that Whole30.
Thank you. So I did that. I also, like, I went to Flywheel in the morning. What else did I do?
You went to restorative yoga.
Yeah, I, like, cooked. I went to restorative yoga yesterday. I really like restorative yoga. For anyone who hasn't done restorative yoga, it's basically like a nap with yoga props. It's like a meditative nap.
It's such a good feeling.
And they put you in these really comfortable poses, and like you're not even really supposed to stretch. Like you're supposed to just feel comfy.
Yeah, and held by the props.
And this particular teacher like comes around and like does all these adjustments and just like makes sure that you're comfy. And it's just really nice. It's an hour and a half. And
it's like what I imagine being in a womb would feel like, kind of with a womb, with a womb guide.
Yeah, it's just, it's like, it's so nice. And so I make an effort to go to this class. I don't make it there every week, but I do make an effort to go. And yeah, I just felt like I needed a weekend where I was just sort of like letting myself be nice to myself.
Did you get enough sleep? Was that part of it too? Did you get good rest?
I did get good rest. Although, was it Friday night? Was that the night I watched The Florida Project? One night, I watched The Florida Project and Molly's game this weekend. Yeah, so I think the night I watched The Florida Project, I'd had a cup of tea. I'm watching The Florida Project. And usually I get pretty tired by like 11 o'clock. And I was like not really feeling tired. And I was like, this is kind of weird. I'm not that tired.
Oh, no.
And it turned out, I didn't figure it out till the next day. I drunk green tea.
Oh, no.
And so I'd had a little trouble falling asleep. It was fine. But yeah, big mistake.
You know, do you feel like it was a good choice to indulge in like caring for yourself?
Yeah, because, you know, the other thing is like sometimes I stress about not having plans or feeling mm-hmm. like I have FOMO. And it's nice to just give yourself permission to like not care.
Yeah.
And to be like, I'm just going to do what I feel like doing and stay home and sit on my couch and watch this movie.
And not feel like you have to go out and have FaceTime with people.
Yeah, not feel like I have to like make an effort.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes I just don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my weekend. So I am so excited for today's guest.
Big time.
Jasmine Guillory. Yay. She's amazing.
And her book is amazing.
So here's Jasmine.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
We are so excited to have Jasmine Guillory as our guest tonight. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Jasmine's a graduate of Wellesley College and Stanford Law. Impressive. She is a writer for The Toast, RIP kind of, best website. And she has a new book coming out very soon on January 30th. It's called The Wedding Date. And I want to formally announce that I have read it and am obsessed with it. And let me just tell you a little bit of the really exciting press that it's getting. In Elle magazine, it was named 21 books Elle is most excited to read in 2018. Electric Lit named it one of 46 books by women of color to look forward to in 2018. Cosmo just named it 33 books to get excited about in, you guessed it, 2018. And Nylon called her book, The Wedding Date, effervescent, witty, and sexy. And I think most importantly, Roxane Gay gave it 5 stars in a Goodreads review and said it was charming, warm, and a sexy gem of a novel. Oh, Jasmine, we're so excited you're here.
I'm so excited to be here.
That's a lot of fun headlines to read about your own book. That's got to feel pretty good.
It does, but it also feels crazy. The weirdest thing is, you know, this is my first novel. So I wrote it. I did the bulk of the writing of this book almost 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Mm. So it's just so weird that all of a sudden other people
totally
have read it.
It's so weird.
Know? Yeah. Especially, I think, when you've written for the internet, which is such instant gratification in terms of audience, when you have a book that you've been working on for a long time and then it kind of sits for a while and then everyone reads it, it's like very weird.
Yeah. It's really weird so far. It's very exciting, but totally crazy.
Is it weird to have, because I kept direct messaging you on various social media sites as I was reading the book and also expressing like the warm, giddy feelings it was giving me. I'm just curious about the emotions that it raises in readers. And is that kind of exciting or weird to know it gets people, I don't want to use the word titillated, but this is an excellent romance book that will titillate readers.
Oh, well, thank you. The funniest part about that was the horrified text messages that I got from my father.
Oh, no.
As he was reading it.
Oh, man.
He was not so pleased with it. I did warn him well in advance. I told him to skip those parts, but he did not.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man. I hope he can appreciate them because they're good parts.
Oh, well, thank you.
Jasmine, we ask people when they're guests on the show to kind of kick us off with a routine that you have in your life that you do to take care of yourself that makes you feel good. And it can really be anything. And we were hoping you might share one with us.
Yes, I take a bath almost every night.
Ooh.
It is sort of part of my like wind down routine before bed, but it's also where I do the bulk of my reading every day, I would say. And I like get into the bathtub with either the book I'm reading or my Kindle and usually stay there for like anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour, depending on how good the book is or like how tired I am or whatever. And it depends if I'm get home super late or I'm doing a lot of work right up until bedtime and I'm like, I need to go to bed now, then I'll skip. But I would say at least 6 days out of seven, I take a bath before bed and it's the best.
That's amazing. Have you done that your whole life?
Definitely not my whole life, but I was definitely a kid who loved taking baths. And it's actually really funny because my grandmother totally takes a bath every night too, which always makes me laugh when I hear her talk about her bath and I'm like, I'm going to get into my bath now too, Grandma. But I mean, I find it horrifying to even think about living in a place without a bathtub because it's just such a part of my daily routine that I sometimes when I stay in a hotel room for a few days that doesn't have a bathtub, I miss not getting into the bath at night.
Oh, I love that.
I understand East Coasters who are listening. I'm not complaining about California weather. I am saying, though, that our homes are not very well insulated. It gets very cold in my apartment during the day because I also have, again, this is an older California building. I have a furnace that is either on or off. There's no like temperature regulation.
Ooh.
So when I get home and my apartment is freezing cold, it's lovely to get into a nice warm bath and warm myself up.
And you're also in Oakland, so you've got that weird Northern California cold, which is like cut to the bone chill. And it's like in July, it's 50 degrees in your city.
Yes, totally.
So, Jasmine, I have to admit, I have a few logistical questions about the bath.
Yes.
What sorts of bath accessories do you have?
So I don't have that many. Actually, this summer was funny. Jamie Attenberg, who is another writer, posted a picture on Twitter that I think someone had tagged her on Instagram because they were reading her book in the bathtub and they had a bath tray. Mm. And I was like, ooh, I want one of those. And I bought one and I actually don't use it that much.
Oh.
Partly because it has to like be in a certain place. And I keep worrying about things falling from it into the bathtub.
Mm.
I usually just sort of set up like, sometimes like a box or something next to my bathtub so that I can put like, you know, my water and my wine glass. I actually don't usually drink wine that much in the bathtub, like once in a while, but it makes me too lightheaded.
Yeah.
My book and everything next to me. Sometimes I use like fancy bath salts or a bath bomb or whatever, but not that often.
Most of the time it's just plain water.
most of the time it's just plain water. Mm-hmm. I do really enjoy some of the Lush bath bombs. So I try to, I didn't this year, but I try to, like, they always have after Christmas their big sale from like all of their Christmas bath bombs. And I try to buy a bunch then and they last for a while. So yeah, sometimes I'll buy those and you can always cut them in half because I never need the whole thing.
That's a good
tip. But
good,
yeah, usually it's just plain water.
Does it not get cold?
That's what I'm wondering. After 30 minutes, or do you start it blasting hot?
I usually try to start it a little warm and it gets colder. Sometimes I will add warm water during. I also bought, oh, this is actually my most prized bath accessory. Thank you for not letting me forget. I bought, like last year or something, Nicole Cliff had one of her great Twitter threads that was like, what is a small thing that you bought from the internet that has improved your life? And someone linked to like a little plastic thing that you fit over the drain in the bath that keeps it from draining out so it can stay high, which has driven me crazy for years.
It blocks
and it
cost that
like $6
hole
on Amazon, and I bought it, and it's the best thing in the world.
That's amazing, because that's the part that makes me crazy when I take a bath, is when the water starts pouring over that little thing.
Exactly, right.
That thing probably
has a
name.
And it, there's a little hole on top so that it won't let it get like overflowing. But it'll still be high enough so that you can have your whole body submerged and not be like, why aren't my shoulders so cool?
And what time of night are you, like, is this a pre-bedtime?
Pre-bedtime. Yeah. Usually I go to bed. I usually go to get in bed somewhere between 11:30 and midnight. So I usually take a bath starting at around 10:30, 11.
You've been doing, which is one of the things I wanted to ask you about, a yoga challenge, which I think started as a 30-day yoga challenge, and
you're now on
day 62, I think, according to Instagram.
Yes.
And does that kind of bleed into your bath time? Is it now kind of becoming part of a larger wind down
ritual?
Yes,
it definitely is. And, you know, I started it just because I was like, I just gotten back from a trip to New York, and I always feel like when I get back from New York, wow, I walk a lot more there than I do in my normal life in California. So I was thinking I need to exercise more. What can I do? I'll try a yoga video tonight. And then most of the time I do videos with Yoga with Adrienne, who I love. I feel like she and I are very close friends now because I listen to her every day, even though she doesn't know who I am. And I was looking for a video to do, and she had a like 30 days of yoga challenge. And I was like, I'll do that. It didn't quite turn out that way. I did not like go through all of her 30 days yet. I'm still kind of working through them, just because sometimes the time of day that worked better for me was like late at night, right before I went to bed, and I didn't want to do something like super energetic. Or if, you know, there was one day where I only had 20 minutes and her video for the day was 30, I was like, I don't want to skip the day because I only have 20 minutes. So I've done just a bunch of other videos that she has. Like, she has like yoga for lunchtime. That's like 20 minutes that you can do like in an office or something that I've done at home. I have not done in an office, but she has a bunch of bedtime ones, some like quick morning ones. It's delightful.
Where does one find her videos? On YouTube?
On YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, sorry. I have one more bath question.
Okay.
What is your post bath? Like, do you moisturize? Do you like what happens when you get out of the bath?
Can I ask another post bath question? I'm sorry to interrupt. I've gotten really into a terry cloth robe.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the robe.
I now feel like that's a necessity after I get out of the shower. I'm curious if you're a robe person.
So I used to like have terry cloth robes that I loved for getting out of the shower, and then all of mine wore out and I don't have a new one. But I think that is correct, that life is much better when you put a terry cloth robe on immediately after getting out of the shower. I just have really big bath towels that I use. Sometimes instead of moisturizing, what I will do is just plop a big spoonful of coconut oil into my bath, and then I'm nicely moisturized when I get out.
That's so smart. I've never thought about that.
So then I don't have to like you know, moisturize my whole body. This is like, because I've been like sitting in coconut oil water
advanced
for 30 minutes.
Bathing.
It is advanced bathing. You are.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like an AP bath.
Yeah.
I spent a lifetime learning how to take a good bath.
I think it's interesting too, because I feel like bath or bathing gets a bad reputation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? People are weird about baths. Grown-ups are weird about baths. Mm. It's an acceptable form of kid bathing.
Right. But you know, my mom takes a bath every night.
So does Oprah. Oprah
I know.
Takes
I posted.
Oh, well, there if Oprah does it.
I posted a picture of her in the bath to our Instagram, and she looked like she was really having a great time in the bath. Well, she had a glass of champagne. She's surrounded by bubbles.
It's a great setup for reading too, because you lay back and you're propped up. But you're not like laying down flat, or you're not sitting up straight. So it's like very easy reading time.
Oh, do you have a bath pillow?
No, but I need one. Oh, that would be a great idea.
Okay.
I could talk about bathing all night. I was not expecting it, and now I never want to not talk about baths.
Yeah.
Reading in the bath, I often do a terrible thing where I bring my iPhone with me.
I do that sometimes too.
Do you ever drop your Kindle in the only thing I get nervous about is once my hands are
sometimes
wet.
Sometimes I will put my Kindle in like the regular size Kindle will fit, by the way, in like a regular size quart Ziploc bag.
Genius.
Which I learned from one of my girlfriends from college who also often reads in the bathtub.
AP bath.
And
AP bath.
The touchscreen will still work through that. So at first I did that because that made me feel more secure. But then I was like, I'm just going to live on the edge. And I have never dropped it yet. But hopefully that will keep going.
I also don't know what happens to Kindles if they get wet. They may be fine.
I'm just assuming not. I don't think they're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I feel like we have to move on from baths, but I could let this go on forever.
Yeah, likewise.
I do want to ask you about two of my other favorite topics that you often mention on Instagram, where I really enjoy following you.
Likewise, by the way.
But yes, we're both fans.
Yeah.
You are very good at making quick dinners that look delicious.
And thank you. Cooking. I just made one tonight, actually.
We looked at it.
Oh, we know.
We saw the quinoa sausage situation. But you also are a baker. I guess I'm curious about the role that cooking kind of plays in your own self-care. Because for me, cooking is stressful. But it seems like for you, and you often offer recipes in your tiny letter, like it seems very fun and soothing.
It is. But I also cook for myself mostly, and not for like small children who will be grumpy about what I'm making, which I think is key, is like me cooking for myself. No one else is going to complain about it than me. I've always loved to cook, and I do find that I am like happier in general when I'm cooking dinner for myself as opposed to getting takeout. Like there've been times when I think I'm too tired and I'll just order takeout. And then it's more calming for me when I get home and just like cook for 20 minutes and then put something together, and it makes me happy, as opposed to getting something for takeout that will cost me more money than whatever ingredients that I used. And then I don't get like the nice ritual of chopping things or stirring stuff together or whatever. But yeah, I do really like cooking. I always have. I think sometimes it gets tricky when it's like things get expensive, or it depends on who you're cooking for, or you're trying to get approval on certain things. But it's a lot easier to cook for yourself, because if I don't like it, like, oh, well, I'll make something else the next day. It's fine.
Do you have a website or a cookbook that is a go-to, or is everything kind of in your head, or how does that work?
I have a lot of cookbooks, but honestly, most of the time when I think of making something, I think of like the thing I'm in the mood to make, and then kind of Google a handful of terms and look at recipes, and then sort of make something up based on the recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Like tonight, I was originally going to make chicken thighs, but then I was too hungry and I knew that would take too long. But I saw like 3 different recipes for braised chicken thighs. And then I was like, okay, well, I'll make sort of half of that one and then half of the other one and then eat it and it'll be delicious. And I have not had it yet. So hopefully I'll try it this week and it will be delicious. But I also think sometimes you have to make a bunch of recipes in order to know how to do that. Like,
right.
I know that I can put cabbage into this one recipe and it'll taste good because I've made other recipes like that before. But, you know, sometimes I've also done that and be like, oh, never put those two things together again. And it takes a lot of trial and error.
One of my favorite things about the review Roxanne wrote about your book is she mentions how the characters are eating constantly.
Yeah.
And how it's really hilarious how much they eat. And it's true, but it feels like they're eating like normal humans. They also eat delicious takeout all the time.
Yeah.
Was that intentional or was it just like a, I don't know, how humans live their lives and we don't normally write about food?
Honestly, for me, a lot of that was like, a lot of important conversations I have with people, we're eating around them, right? Like we go out to dinner or we're sitting on the couch eating dinner or we're sitting on the couch drinking wine or something. So it felt normal to me to have people having these conversations around food.
Mm.
And the food they were eating was food you wouldn't like it felt they like it, they it humanized them, like it made them even more realistic as I was reading them. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, thank you so much.
I love them. I wish they were real people. You know, you get that feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, Dory, I've said that about the characters in your books.
Oh, thanks, Kim.
They're all kind of real and like an alternate universe in my life. Speaking of your experience as a writer, is there stuff that you had to do or kind of habits or rituals that you implemented to make the writing process easier or that you currently do to kind of help you get through writing? Because writing is hard and lonely.
Yes. I try to force some structure onto myself because I'm a person who I do much better with structure and deadlines than I do without them.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm writing a first draft, I make myself write every day. And I have a very detailed writing spreadsheet that made a lot of my friends laugh when they heard about it. But I track my word count for the day. But one thing that I started doing actually this year when I was working on the draft for my second book was I would start to set the stopwatch on my phone when I started writing. And one thing that did, and then I eventually, I would just time how long I would write and I put that time into my spreadsheet too.
Oh.
But the big thing that did for me was often if I'm on my computer, I will get to a sticking place. And then instead of wrestling with the thing that I have to work through, think oh, I'll just reach over to my phone and check Twitter. But then when I reach over to my phone, I would see the time ticking and be like, oh no, I can't do that. Like time is moving away. I got to keep going.
Oh, that's smart.
And it really helped me. It was just sometimes I would press stop on the timer if I got a phone call or something, but usually I just didn't do that and would just keep working. And that really helped me.
I love that. I wish I could do that.
I know.
That's awesome. I mean, maybe I'll try. That's a really good.
It sort of happened accidentally. I think one time I was just sitting there. I wanted to time myself just to see how long can I work tonight or something. I don't even remember why I started. But then the side effect was that it kept me more focused. And so then I kept doing it it would help me because I would put in my spreadsheet, it would help me feel better about days that I didn't do well. Cause sometimes I would put in my spreadsheet, I wrote for an hour and a half tonight and then I wrote 300 words. And then, you know, two nights later I would write 3,000 words in that time. And it would just be sometimes days are different and writing is different and it's okay. But so it definitely helped me to look back and see, there's a up and down. It's okay. It'll get better the next day. You can keep going. But yeah, it was good for me.
Do you have I'm switching. This is a terrible segue. Do you have a lipstick recommendation or a lipstick fave? Because you say in your bio, you have 50 lipsticks at any given time.
I need to sit down and count them, actually.
There's more.
I'm not quite sure, but I did reorganize my makeup because I tend to have some in my purse, some in like any purse, actually. I probably have some in like three different purses right now. And then some in like makeup bags and on my dresser. And then I have a big thing of lipstick in my bathroom.
Just a bin?
Yeah, it's a little, it's basically like, yes, a little bin.
Wow.
That's impressive. Lipstick. As somebody who wears Clinique Black Honey as a 38-year-old woman, that's
hey,
very,
I know a lot of people who love that one.
I still wear Clinique Black Honey.
It's a timeless piece, but that's kind of like, oh, I have a couple other, but I definitely don't have like a stash of lip color. I feel like I need to broaden my lip color horizons, which is why I ask, because I feel like...
Well, it's funny. Speaking of Instagram, one thing that made me really happy is like, following celebrity makeup artists on Instagram is wonderful for learning about lipstick.
You just tweeted this.
They will always say what lipstick they put their celebrity in for award shows. Like I was thinking, I want to know what lipstick Tracee Ellis Ross was wearing for the Golden Globes. Boom. Her makeup artist, it was two of them, which drives me crazy because I'm like, I'm not going to buy two Chanel lipsticks and then blend them together.
They combined? So,
you know, it's very good to know.
A Chanel lipsticks seem wonderfully luxurious.
Yeah.
I don't own any, like, but that. They seem great.
I have a number of favorites. I tend to stay right around the red, pink, sometimes orange arenas for lipstick. I feel like one of the lipsticks that looks good on everyone is the Sephora cream lip stain in Always Red.
Yes. I actually do own that. That is like a cult, classic a little bit.
Yes.
Right?
And it's like $12.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's
14.
A good one.
I don't know. It's pretty cheap.
What was I going to ask? Oh, I had a lipstick. Oh, I had a lip question. Oh, here's a question for you. Can we start wearing glossy lip color again? Like, gloss
in? Yes, I actually
in?
Prefer glossy to mattes. A lot of people like matte, which is fine. They always make my lips feel dry.
Yes.
Me too. I
can't, like, I guess, yeah. I don't know if my lips are just extra sensitive to that or whatever, but I very rarely wear super matte lipsticks. The Sephora lip stain is one of the only ones, but even then, I tend to like wear lip balm on top of it or something because it drives me crazy after a few hours.
I bought a Kylie.
I tend to go for glossy ones much more. Sometimes lip stains that aren't like the super matte ones I will like, but then I'll still put like a lip balm or something on top.
I bought a Kylie lip kit and I put it on and it was like the desert landed on my mouth.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It was really rough.
Oh. Remember those, like, when they started coming out with the super matte stay around all day lipsticks that, like, I don't remember if it was CoverGirl or somebody had them. It was like 20 years ago. And I remember buying one in the drugstore. And it stayed on until the next day. But I wanted to claw my lips off. It felt so terrible.
I remember them. They had almost a paintbrush tip.
Yeah. Yes, they had a paintbrush like in them.
Totally remember them. And it was true. It's like too good to be true. The lip color is going to stay on overnight, but you're going to pay the price.
Right.
It's going to be miserable and uncomfortable. But those Kylie lip kits look great on people. I just don't understand how they wear them and feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, this is another. When Kylie comes on the podcast, we'll ask.
Yes, you can we'll get that her. Better to explain
I
that
mean,
to you.
She is not 35. But
she's not.
Yeah.
She's also in hiding right now, apparently.
She is.
Yeah.
So Jasmine, where can people find you the week of your book release?
Well, I will be at East Bay Booksellers in Oakland on the day my book comes out, January 30th at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
To do a book signing there. And then I'm coming down to LA that weekend to the Ripped Bodice on Saturday, February 3rd. And I'll be in conversation with the Fogue Girls.
That is on my calendar.
That's on my calendar,
I'm
too.
Very
I'm really excited.
Do you want a carpool?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm very excited about that. The Ripped Bodice, if you are an LA person, is definitely a bookstore to check out.
Oh, it's such a fun bookstore.
Well, Jasmine, this has been the best.
it's been so fun.
Thank you so much
for having me.
Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, seriously. Thank you. Enjoy your bath tonight.
And congrats on your book.
Yeah, everyone.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited and terrified.
Can I give it a personal endorsement? The wedding date is so delightful and charming and swoony. And it made my heart race really fast in a good way. So everyone
thank you so much.
Needs to buy it.
It sounds like the perfect book to read in the bath.
It's a good bath book.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay. Thanks, Jasmine.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both.
Okay. Bye.
Forever 35 is hosted and produced by Kate Spencer and Dori Shafrir, and produced and edited by Sammy Junio. Please leave us Apple Podcast reviews. It helps people find the show.
It really does.
It helps us.
And helps us.
More importantly.
Yeah. So also next week, tune in. We have the mom of Marnie the dog, Shirley Braha, talking about her piano playing, her cryptocurrency. I mean,
her life is
really enviable,
soothing. Yes,
and soothing,
and the fact that she had never played piano and now practices an hour a day.
Yeah, and also I talk about all about my travel routine,
and I talk about cream.
Yeah, so tune in.
I don't remember.